Tones for the Epistle, the second reading. Title Tone. The title tone for the sung epistle is announced starting on our comfortable reciting tone, which again we shall call Do. We will then announce the reading on the tone until we get to the words to the. On the words to and the, we employ a melodic ascent via a podatus of Do Re on the word to, and then we descend a minor third to C on the word the. For example, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to thee. You hear the reciting tone, a reading from the letter of St. Paul, and then the podatus to, on the word to, and then descent to, si, to thee. Again, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to thee. We are now ready to announce the object of the epistle, to whom the letter is addressed. Our formula for this is la, si, and another si if needed, with accent being on la. If the accent of the word is not on the first syllable, then we use si to approach. We could thus have a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, or a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, even still, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, or a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. But in this case, for the reading for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we read from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. A full stop. The full stop is used at the end of a sentence and is accomplished in a melodically similar way that we sang the words to and the, to the, in the title of the epistle. We first locate the final two literary accents in the sentence in question. On the second to last literary accent, we melodically ascend on that syllable from our reciting tone to re via a podatus. We then descend down a minor third to C and continue there until our next literary accent, which will be on la. Our final syllable will be on C. For example, to be holy and without blemish before him. One can notice the instant similarities between to the Ephesians and blemish before him. The metrum. The metrum in an epistle functions similarly to the flex of the prophecy. It is used where there is a sense of literary completion, as at a comma or a semicolon, and may therefore be employed as necessary. Good sense will dictate its use. To employ the metrum, say at a comma, we find the final two literary accents. The syllable directly before the first accent is sung on la, of course descending from do, our reciting tone, and then our first accent is sung on do, descending then to si. This is the second to last accent. Do, si, do, si, la, do, si, la, do, si. The final literary accent is then sung on si, and then ending on do. Si, do, si, do, reversing the melodic direction of the previous accent. La, do, si, si, do. For example, with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Again, with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Interrogations. The interrogation formula, as mentioned, will be the same for all sung readings. We come now to the final formula. The final formula is composed of two parts and is accomplished using the following method. First, we identify the final two phrases. On the final literary accent of the second-to-last phrase of the reading, we use a pedatus, a melodic ascent, from la to do on that syllable, continuing on do. La do, la do, do do la do do. On the final literary accent of the final phrase, we again use the pedatus, melodically ascending formula on the syllable. This time we use si and do, si do, continuing if need be on do. Do, si, do, do. For example, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. Again, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. Again, good artistic judgment and intelligibility should prevail. We close with the words, the word of the Lord, just as we did in the prophecy. And the people, again, dialogically respond, thanks be to God. We melodically close with a descending minor third from our reciting tone, do to la, do la, on the word Lord. The congregation will echo back, thanks be to God, starting on that do, and descending to la, on God. This gives the epistle a melodic and aesthetic distinction from the prophecy tone. It would be advised, in the beginning of a parish's use of sung readings, to ensure that the congregation is thoroughly taught this. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Listen to the difference between the word of the Lord of the epistle and the word of the Lord from the prophecy. And now for the full sung epistle from the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.